Now, regularly this year, we've been talking to Mary Castle from the Wall Street Journal and Mark Levine. He is a constitutional attorney, and he's also got his own syndicated American radio and TV talk show about what's going on in the US of A. Good morning, Mark Levine.
Good morning. Good afternoon my time, but good morning your time.
Now, Mark, before we get on to more serious matters, when you were a child, were there any words that you weren't allowed to say? Any banned words in the Levine household?
Well, my mother would never say the four-letter words, the same ones that I can't say on the radio. She would say the S word or the F word when she wanted to refer to the words. But I do remember a teacher in grammar school that when any kid said to another kid, "Shut up," we got in real trouble. You had to say, "Hush, hush."
Hush, hush.
That was a nicer way to tell someone.
It doesn't quite have the same impact, does it? The old hush, hush.
No, hush, hush. Never really.
It never really took off. Never really took off. And Mark.
By the way, I hesitate to ask what a slapper is. We Americans don't use that phrase.
No.
It's not.
It's
a
not
nice
terribly
word.
Complimentary phrase to use.
It's not a nice word at all.
It's not a bad word, though, as a word, but it's not. Yeah, you'll probably get slapped if you call a woman a slapper, and rightly so. And Mark, also, we were stunned this morning to look at the sin index from the US. Which one of the seven deadly sins do you feel the most susceptible to? Lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, or pride? To find that lust is way down the ranking.
I would think greed would be the American first deadly sin, but I don't know.
No, it's pride. Pride is huge.
Pride.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're very proud. That's true.
Yeah.
Americans are very proud people, that's for sure.
Now, Mark.
I'm told, Mark, that Americans genuinely are puzzled by, and I think Australia suffers from this probably because we stayed in the British Empire a lot longer than you did, this very English humility, or you don't put yourself forward. Oh, I'm not very good at that. Whereas if you say that to an American, they'll believe you and think it's a little odd. Say, oh well, let's move on then.
They'll take you seriously. That's true. If someone says to you, "Yeah, do you think you could do the job?" and they're like, "Oh, I'm not so sure," you're like, "Okay, I'll hire someone else."
Yeah.
So yeah. You had best say, "Yes, I'm very good at it. Don't worry."
Yeah, I'm very good at it.
Actually, Mark, I've got a far be it for me to tell a story against David.
Oh, no.
But we were having dinner with John Cleese, the famous comedian.
Sure.
Legend in his own.
Monty Python.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And we were, you know, it was one of the great times of our life. This is last year. We were up on stage with him as sort of the MC with him. We would ask him questions and things, alternately. And he said he enjoyed that. And he then over lunch said, look, I'm really interested in talking to our employer, the ABC, about a video series with you two asking me questions. And David said, oh, well, why don't you wait till you've done the rest of your tour because you might find someone else more interesting? And I'm sitting there thinking, shut up! Are you kidding me, you idiot?
It just seemed like the right thing to say, Mark.
You know, look, that's nice, John Cleese, but
a bit too far.
Well, no, I was just thinking he might find somebody better. And, you know...
And he said, oh, well, okay, then I won't worry about it. And then I'm thinking, here goes forever, my chance of being famous. Anyway, yeah, bless you, Bevo.
He hasn't rung us back.
No, he hasn't. So funny about that.
Well, he found somebody better, apparently.
Exactly. Exactly. We should have locked him in. Now, the Congress at the moment, Mark Levine, to get down to something substantial, Is it doing a lot, or is it being branded a do-nothing Congress? And if so, is that a surprise?
This Congress actually is a record for do-nothing. There is never another Congress on record in 200-plus years of American history as ever having done less than this particular Congress. I think they've passed six bills or so. They've named a few post offices. They've done absolutely nothing. They're in constant gridlock. Republicans and Democrats are fighting. There's actually been more filibusters, which... Do you have filibusters in Australia? Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Talking too long, or talking down the clock, yeah.
Yeah, well, what they actually do in America is they don't even have to talk anymore. You just say, I threaten the filibuster, and then the legislation dies. And so the Republicans have been doing this because they're there's a minority in the Senate. And in any case, it's basically shut down the Congress. There's been more filibusters under Obama than every American president before him put together. So this Congress is doing absolutely nothing. And what's amazing is the Congress usually has very, very low approval ratings. But they started to hit single digits. 9% of Americans in some polls approve of Congress, which really is a record because I've never seen it, you know, 15, 16. I've never seen it go to single digits before.
And is anyone linking
something
that?
To be very proud of.
Is anyone linking the fact that the Congress is doing nothing with the fact that the economy is starting to pick up in the U.S.?
Well, there are definitely those that argue that the government messes up everything it does, and therefore if it does nothing, we'll be doing just fine. But we actually are having extreme budget cuts because of it, and our highways and bridges are falling apart, and we may soon get late 20th century technology there, but it's embarrassing because Europe, Australia, China, Japan, they're all way ahead of us, and our bridges are falling apart because Congress can't seem to agree on anything.
Okay. Now, what about your president? Now, Barack Obama is enormously popular outside of America. He managed to get himself elected a second time, but we see reports that he's actually starting to become the butt of jokes. What's going on there?
Well, he's always been the butt of jokes. I can't think of a single president of the United States that has not been the butt of jokes. Certainly George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, every president in my lifetime has always been the butt of jokes. So that's not unusual. In fact, it's actually a bit harder to make jokes about Obama because he's not that funny.
That's the ultimate insult.
We read a report that somebody had analyzed the opening monologues of the five hosts of night talk shows. So you're talking about Jay Leno, Dave Letterman, Craig Ferguson, Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Kimmel. And Obama was the top joke getter, being the punchline 288 times. Now, Mr. Weiner was a distant second with 120 jokes.
Well, Weiner's working on it because I think he can actually keep it up and possibly beat Obama. Look, at this point, there are basically no politicians that any American knows the name of other than the president. There's no election around the corner anytime soon. And there's really no one else to make fun of. So the poor comedians, they have to choose Obama. But Weiner is a much, much better target, I think.
Yeah, and you may be dismayed to learn that a Queensland politician who may be inspired by Mr. Weiner is in trouble in Australia for texting photos of his penis dipped in a glass of red wine.
Mark. That's actually better. That's better because our politician was so crass just to show his wiener, shall we say? But not dipping it in anything. So obviously your politician is more sophisticated than ours.
And to think. To think, Mark Levine, we began this conversation talking about words our mums wouldn't let us say when we were kids.
Yeah. There you go. And look where we ended up.
How far we
learned nothing.
How far we have come.
That worked, didn't it?
And you know what? I can't help but think our mums were right.
I love it. Mark, we love talking to you. We'll catch you in a few weeks' time. Thank you for making the time to
Absolutely.
Talk to us.
Thank you. It was fun.
Mark, you can check him out. It's very interesting. His website is Mark Levine Talk. That's one word, and it's spelled L-E-V-I-N-E, marklevinetalk.com. As David said, he's a constitutional attorney who has worked in the U.S. Congress but now has a nationally syndicated American radio and TV talk show. Very interesting.